Hey folks, welcome back to the Uncivilized Podcast. It is January 1st of 2024, at least that's when you're listening to this. I'm recording it about a week early, so it can be edited and given to you, and I'm going to skip the standard intro about who I am and what I do and what my books are and how you can reach me and all of that. I want to dive right in this morning. If you're new to the podcast, please go back an episode at some point and listen to that so you have some context. It's dark here in Colorado though, and I just poured some coffee, I lit a candle. If you hear a little bit of chanting in the background, that's for me. This is an informal podcast episode where I want to share a little bit with you about how I'm framing my year and invite you into framing your year similarly. If you haven't listened to the Name Your Year call, please go back and do that, especially if you weren't on that call and listened to it live. This is a potent way to set your year up so that 11 months from now, you're still on track. So 9 months from now, you're still on track, et cetera. And this isn't gonna be a rah-rah, yelling at you, Tony Robbins-esque, you can do it, go fuck shit up kind of podcast. This is just straight from my heart to yours with an invitation. I have named my year the year of the sacred path of power. The year of the sacred path of power. It's very different than any other way I've named my year. I heard the year the levee breaks, the year of the heart space uprising, the year of the legend, etc. I'm trying something different this year, and I want to invite you into a similar idea. What I'm trying this year is going left to get right, if that makes sense. I'm not doing the standard thing, which is kind of year after year, which is I just want more of what I've had before. And so let me name my year something that inspires me to add 10% to my bench press, you know, get 50 more guys in the Uncivilized Nation, have us make another 100 grand this year, get a next belt in jiu-jitsu, whatever it is. I'm not going to do that this year. I want to try something different. And I'm framing my year around power. The sacred path of power. One, because I've been listening to a lot of Carolyn Mace. If you don't know her work, she's been a massive inspiration in my life since I was 22 years old. And I drove across country and first listened to Anatomy of the Spirit on tape. For you youngins, we used to have tape players in our cars. This was before CD players and now before whatever else we have. So I drove across country listening to that as a book on tape at 22, and it blew my mind. In the last couple months of the year, I've been listening to The Sacred Power of Language or something, I think is the name of the book. I can't recall it off the top of my head. It's early here. It's early and I'm only a half a cup of coffee deep. But what it was inspiring about that book and why I listened to it so many times over and over and over is because Carolyn breaks down life into power. That all of life, all that we do, all that we are trying to achieve in essence comes down to having and creating a different relationship with power. And I thought, ooh, that's not going to be popular. And it's not popular. And a lot of people listening to this may go, great, power. Ego, misogyny, patriarchy, all of that. I'm not interested in that conversation. I find it boring and I find it ineffective. But I think the conversation around power needs to happen. And I named my movement, named my business, named the book, Uncivilized. Because if I break it down and I look at it carefully, and I look at it objectively, then please do this. And I don't think I'm wearing a conspiracy theorist hat when I say this. The civilized world is designed to disempower you. I want you to take a look at any particular structure, any particular system, the education system, the healthcare system, the finance system, the government system, military, the media, all of it, and ask yourself, social media, advertising, is it empowering? Did you walk out of school as a 12th grader and go, wow, I am prepared for the world. I have an exquisite self-esteem. I understand my worth. I have been armed with real-world knowledge. I can be powerful. I'm just going to venture to guess, and yes, I graduated high school in 94, that you didn't. I'm going to ask you about your experiences in the Western medical system. Is there an emphasis on health? Is there an emphasis on nutrition? Is there an emphasis on fitness, on mobility, on being powerful? I don't believe there is. And yes, if I get hit by a car, please take me to an emergency room. But as soon as my leg is set and my bones are back together, get me the fuck out of that hospital. Feed me real food and get me off the drugs that they're giving me. I can go on and on and on, but I don't think you need to hear it. Let me add in one more, since they're big entities, and I probably forgot to say it. Does the standard religious system empower you? It's another one where people get caught up. Think about this. How much of the external world, the civilized world, is designed specifically to make you feel good, to make you feel strong, to make you feel like you can do anything, that you are here to express a unique gift, that you have choice, that you have options, that you're not trapped, that you get to take your soul and express it out in the world fully, unapologetically, and without reproach, without condemnation? Is that how it's set up? I don't think so. I think it's quite the opposite. Thus why I'm playing with this new idea around power. And I'll share personally that I probably spent the first 40 years of my life acquiring physical power, as in physical, body-wise. I was very small growing up. I felt very disempowered. I graduated from high school at 135 pounds. I was a swimmer. I felt unsafe in the world, many times, many places. And so my life became about becoming physically stronger, studying martial arts, learning to fight. When my friends left college and joined companies, got internships in finance, I took a job at the health food store that was down the street from the martial arts school so I could train. Because I didn't want to walk into any room anymore and feel like everybody there could kick my ass. So that's what I did for my 20s. Then I became a bodyguard and surrounded myself with men, ex-military, ex-elite military, who were powerful, and learned their ways, all in the name of acquiring physical power. And then went on to do what? Fight professionally. Take it to the highest level. Say, okay, if I can beat somebody who specifically trained with the best coaches in the world, specifically to beat me, then I know I'm powerful. But I'll be honest with you guys, that wasn't enough. I left that world and did what? Join the strength and conditioning community. Because sure, I could choke out your average human, but I couldn't pick 400 pounds off the floor. Couldn't back squat it, couldn't bench press it. I still didn't feel powerful. And then I did, right? I walked around the earth for a couple of years going, I'm at the top of the game. Am I at the 1%? No, my physicality won't allow that. But I feel physically powerful. And then what do you know? Woof, My life fell apart. And I was then tasked with learning different forms of power, meditation, being in the dark room, some access to spirituality, inner power, sexual power. That was a big journey for 5 or 6 years. Power in the world, expressive power. Can I write and affect people? Can I speak and affect people? And that was a journey for 5 or 6 years. Then there was building uncivilized business power. Do we make profit? Is the structure and system set up so that we can actually grow as an entity? Are we an entity? Can we stand next to other companies and say, yeah, we have some power? That was a journey for a while. But now I'm looking for something more complete. Now I'm looking for something deeper. Now I'm looking for something that drops down even below all of the other forms of power that I've acquired. And to me, that is the scariest path to walk because it is so different. Because I have no reference for it. I have no fucking idea what I'm going to do this year to acquire it. Other than learn, other than grow, other than ask questions, other than have practices, other than have this frame. So my invitation to you is to do the same. Is to pick a path that you've never walked before. For many of you, it may be what I've already mentioned, that you have money, you have clout, you understand God, you know who you are, but your health is shit. And so you have to walk the path of physical power. For many of you, it may be that same sexual journey that I went through. And you go, gosh, I really want to know what it's like to be powerful, to be expressive, to be open, to be shame-free, to be alive sexually. And that is your path to power. For others of you, it may be financial. Okay, I need to get myself out of debt. I need to understand money. I need to learn the ways of money. I need to know how to acquire money. I want to know what it's like to have $1 million to play with, to do good with, to express myself with. And that is your path to power. It may be relational. It may be in any capacity. It may be educational. It doesn't matter. But my invitation, if you want to go from civilized, which I will again define as severely disempowered in every facet, or as in as many facets as they can possibly get you disempowered, too civilized, to our side of the fence, to where life is radically different, to where the paradigm is completely different, to where you have time, energy, space, and finances to play in these new realms, to dive into deeper aspects of yourself. If you want to go from civilized to uncivilized, then you have to walk a path you've never walked before. And that is my invitation for you this year. That's what I'm doing. I hope you join me. Our deepest fear is not that we are powerful beyond measure. Our deepest fear is the unknown that lies between us and the power that we wish to acquire, or the power that we don't even know is there. I love Marianne Williamson and I love that quote, but I think it's missing a piece. Our deepest fear is the unknown of acquiring that power, and the deepest, or another fear, is the unknown of what will we do when we have it? Who will still stay with us? Who will be our friends? Who will we know? What situations will we have to be put in? What will we have to do to get there? That is a journey, folks. That is a path that I hope you don't think you have to walk alone. And I don't care if you're male or female listening to this. I don't care how old you are. The uncivilized. Not the uncivilized nation, that is the men's group, but the uncivilized, all of us, men and women. This is our path for the year. I feel like I've talked enough. It's the first of the year. It's easy to be excited. It's easy to have plans. What I'm interested in for you and for me is, where are we November 15th, December 12th, July 5th? Are we willing to commit? Are we willing to name our year? Are we willing to step so deep into the unknown that we lose ourselves over and over and over again in the path to finding out who we are in relationship to power? This year, I'm walking the sacred path of power, and I hope you join me. Have a kick-ass rest of your day. Go be uncivilized.